It's Monday, February 25th, 2008. You're listening to Bedtime with Rob and Alex.
I'm Rob.
I'm Alex.
Good evening. So, something landed on our doorstep today.
Thud.
Yeah, big thud. And it frankly has me pissed off. It's the Yellow Pages. And we have at least two competing versions of the Yellow Pages.
I feel like we have 18 versions.
And
now that I have an iPhone, who needs the Yellow Pages?
Well, this is the thing, is, first of all, even if I ever did use the Yellow Pages, I wouldn't use 99.9% of this thing. And it's a huge volume. The amount of paper that it uses is enormous.
But it's printed on paper?
Oh, yes. Actual paper.
Made out of actual trees?
People, actually.
Remember the other day we told our daughter something about, I forget what she was wasting. She was wasting paper, and I said something about, you know, that's made out of trees. And she said, no, it's not. As if this was the most preposterous idea ever.
I remember once you told her that wasting paper made the trees cry.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, it's just, this is something whose time has come and gone and gone and gone. It's over. I mean, we have relatively inexpensive directory assistance, but over and above that, we have the web. And looking up phone numbers and getting recommendations and that sort of thing is just so painfully easy compared to having to haul out this massive tree-killing tome and looking stuff up in it.
Do you never look stuff up in the actual Yellow Pages anymore?
Never.
Never?
Actually, never.
I was looking yesterday when you broke your glasses. I went and looked under opticians because it is actually, like, for finding things like one-hour optician, it is easier to look in the Yellow Pages where big ad translates into 1 hour.
Hmm.
I use it for that kind of thing.
You still do it?
Yeah, I do from time to time.
My first instinct would be to go to a Google search.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to use the computer because the kids are annoying if we have the computers open.
Well, that's true. I know it drives you nuts sometimes, too, when I'm using the computer for a search that could be more easily conducted in the Yellow Pages or the White Pages.
I'm going to say something heretical.
Okay.
So we were at Chapters the other night.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt your rant. You were going to rant some more about the Yellow Pages.
Only that everybody involved in it should, like,
be recycled and turned into Yellow Pages?
I was going to do something bad to my karma, so I'll just stop talking. Please, go on.
Okay, I'm going to seriously watch out. I'm going to get really hyper woo-woo here.
Okay.
So the other night we were in Chapters, and I was looking at various, like, business coaching-y kinds of books. And I was looking at this book called, I can't remember what it was called. The Intention Experiment, I think it was called. And it's basically, most of it is all about sort of the scientific research showing that just intention has a kind of objective force in the world, and that by focusing your intention, it has an outcome. And, I mean, it's kind of The Secret sort of stuff. Yeah, Rob's like rolling his eyes. But basically, you know, look, whatever you think of The Secret, which
was not, in fact,
all,
rolling my eyes.
You were closing your eyes, but I know they were rolling around behind your eyelids. I could tell. So, I don't think there's anything unreasonable about the idea that, you know, being very conscious about setting your intention and what you want can have an impact on outcomes. And I actually, being somewhat more woo-woo than you, I don't have a hard time actually thinking that there are some larger aggregates of that, you know, intention has some impact. At any rate, your eye rolling should feel free to recommence shortly because, like, whatever, 280 pages of the book was all about this research, which I totally didn't look at. I totally cut to the end, which was like, how to make intention work for you. And it was interesting. Like, she actually had some very specific, concrete recommendations of, like, you know, choose some outcome that you can make an impact on that is really objective. Like, I'm going to get my child to go to bed half an hour earlier or something. Actually, it wasn't even necessarily choose an outcome that you could have an impact on, but just choose some really measurable outcome and then journal it. And then in order to have an impact, you were supposed to practice your intention. And then she kind of tells you how to practice your intention. It's basically meditation. But in the course of describing the best conditions for intention. She talks about like the ideal kind of case and the worst case of where to do your meditation. And she says that one of the worst places to do it is, she basically says you want to be in a place with low ions. So if it's inside, you should have a deionizer unless you're in the mountains. And the worst place to do is like near a lot of computer screens and TV because those generate ions. And if you can take the massive leap, which I know is for you massive, of believing there might be something in this, it's kind of a weird idea to think that, like, you know, people who sit around screens all the time have their ability to, like, set effective intentions sapped by the ions in their computer screen. Isn't that a weird idea?
That is an...
But it doesn't really make sense because unless all the people who are in Silicon Valley were actually wishing to be, like, poor and... you know, unsuccessful, then their intentions did not work because, like, after all, look, a lot of people who've been working around computers have been able to manifest pretty successful lives for themselves.
This is very true. I actually have an example.
Uh-huh.
And as the non-woo-woo part of this couple, I have to admit that it doesn't work too well for me. But it's my desire to do more presenting.
Right.
I love it. I love teaching. I love inspiring people. And I love talking to groups of people.
Making jokes in front of large audiences.
Yeah. That's, that's nice. And I formed the intention about a month ago that that's what I was going to do. I wanted to do a lot more presenting. And we talked about it and talked about it with a few folks. But I had to date done nothing to kind of put it out there. Apart from forming the intention.
Did you form the intention while you were in close proximity to a large number of screens?
Alex, when am I not in close proximity to a large number of screens?
That's true. Okay, continue.
Okay, and I had two conversations with people about how I might do this. That was sort of the expression of my intention. And the next day, I received two separate invitations to do the kind of speaking events that
Jimmy
I want to do.
Jimmy C. forward this letter.
And it's, you know, was it a result of my forming that intention? Was I just more open to it? Was it sheer coincidence? I'm not sure. I do know that I have folks to thank for suggesting me and putting my name forward.
And now that you're the keynote at this year's TED conference...
And we'll be delivering the throne speech for four separate Commonwealth nations. It's really quite nice.
It beats writing the budget speech.
Yes, it does. Anyway, it's opened my willingness to consider that just a crack. Okay. Put it that way.
Well, tomorrow night we'll be watching The Secret.
Tomorrow night we will not be watching The Secret. That's my intention.
Well, that is a conundrum. Well, I think we should go to sleep. My intention is to get 8 hours of sleep.
That's a good intention.
Night, sweetheart.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night, Internet.